Welcome back to Inside the Cleveland Browns. Next, Nathan takes you inside the mind of Donte Whitner as he enters First Energy Stadium for the first time as a Cleveland Brown.
All right, man, so here we are. This is where the magic is going to happen.
Yeah.
First time you've been here, right? First time you've been on this field in a long time since it's the new stuff.
Yeah, it's the first time. Gives me like a feel of being back at Ohio State. You know, we had the horseshoe at Ohio State. Here, you just have the big scoreboard. It was a little close, but it gives me that feel, the same type of grass. You get the same smell, same feel. So I can just imagine how game day is going to be.
In your mind, what's it going to be like when you come out here, every seat's filled, everybody's on their feet going crazy?
I think I'm, first and foremost, I'm going to be emotional. You know, and I think it's just going to be, you know, with our product that we plan on putting on the football field, I think it's just going to be the best atmosphere in National Football League. I played up in Seattle. I played in New Orleans. You know, these are a lot of places that they say are the loudest, but, you know, when you get the dog pound, you get the winning, we have to, you know, rival all of these places.
That's right.
Because, you know, back in the 80s, the dog pound was the number one place that nobody wanted to come and play.
Well, it's about toughness. That's what you bring, right?
Yeah.
Big hitter, feared.
Yeah.
You want people to think twice when they go over the middle.
Yeah.
That fits in with the dog pound.
Yeah.
That's part of the whole atmosphere. What do you want to hear from this crowd, third and long, when you guys get to pin the ears back, get after the quarterback?
You know, you want a deafening stadium. You want fans that are going crazy, banging on the wood. You want the quarterbacks not to be able to think. If anything, our goal should be to, you know, lead the league in false starts. You know, if you want a good product and you want your team to win, then the fans, they're just as involved as we are. You know, if you get really loud, it helps us on defense.
How fired up are you going to be for that first game, New Orleans, the home opener, when you come out here and really make your debut in the city of Cleveland as a member of the Cleveland Browns?
Oh, man, I probably won't be able to sleep the night before. You know, there's certain games that give you that feel. It's your first high school football game. Then you get your first college football game when you run out the tunnel, you know, as a freshman or whenever you get out there and you realize that you're in college. It's your first NFL game, and then it's the first time you get to play in front of your home crowd and your home fans and your home friends. And if you ask LeBron, that's one thing that he missed about playing for the Cleveland Cavaliers, is being able to play in front of your own people.
Yeah.
And understand that whatever goes down on this football field, you have an opportunity to change it, and you have an opportunity to send anybody else home happy. So I think it's going to be, you know, like no other.
I love the moment in the preseason game where he kissed the field. I could really tell he was feeling the energy of the stadium.
There's no question. This means everything to Donte Whitner. And he knows how much it will mean to the city of Cleveland if the Browns turn it around. He can't even imagine what it would be like when this team starts winning. And he is thrilled to be able to be a part of that process. You can go to ClevelandBrowns.com to get my full interview with Donte Whitner, including some time we spent on the trolley going through downtown Cleveland. And he actually got pretty emotional looking at the place where he used to walk through the doors to go down to Foot Locker to just look at shoes. And now he knows people are going through those same doors, going to that same Foot Locker to buy his jersey as a member of the Browns. It's exciting stuff, and he's thrilled to be back here.
And next time you need to take me on the trolley ride,
we'll
too.
See. I don't know. I might be done with the trolleys. Who knows? We'll see. Now, the Browns also are looking for a lot from another new face, running back Ben Tate. And who better to talk to about playing the running back position than arguably the greatest player in the game's history, Jim Brown? They swap stories out on the practice field.
So what would be your makeup if I had to describe you to my partners back home? What do you think your forte is, your best stuff?
Oh, I would say just that passion that I run the ball with. I run the ball hard. I feel like I'm hard to tackle. I think that's one of the biggest things for me. And I also think that, you know, when I get in open space, I do a pretty good job of making people miss.
You like the contact?
Don't mind it at all. Don't mind contact at all. You pick and choose your battles now. I ain't running into guys that's 300 pounds. I like to ask you a question.
Yeah.
Back in the day, you know, and what were some of your favorite moves, or, you know, the move that you had a go-to move that you like to use the most?
Well, see this and see that. So if I'm coming into tackle and I drop this shoulder and drop this forearm, I can throw that blow. And I like to do that. I can break tackles by throwing that blow. And when you mention breaking tackles, see, that's one of the statistics that they don't keep. But every great running back has to be able to break tackles once in a while. And because it's not always going to be where you're just running free and, you know, ducking guys. But if you can break those tackles, man, keep those guys from wrapping you up and get that shoulder low enough,
So you used to use that shoulder and that lever kind of protect
that's
your
right.
legs.
That's right.
Get them to bounce off.
That's right. You bounce off. See, because if you get low enough and they can't truly get under you, and you've got the momentum, then they're gonna take some pain and you're gonna get 2, 3, 4 more yards.
Yeah.
5 more yards. But if everything is you're just stuttering and deciding which way to go, well, you might have 3 yards and you stutter and he hits you, you damn near lose the 3 yards that you had.
No momentum.
You don't have no momentum, see. So your momentum with your size and your kind of quickness, you should be very successful in this system we have here.
It's so cool to see Jim with the current generation of players.
It is, and what a great resource and opportunity for Ben Tate to get to pick the brain of the greatest running back of all time in Jim Brown as he embarks upon his first season as a true featured back. And we'll be back with more of Inside the Cleveland Browns.